Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Everyone, and welcome to Clinically Speaking, where we discuss faith-based, psychological, and life coaching topics with the aim to grow, develop, and maintain skills so that we may be elevated to the very best version of ourselves. I am your host, Sierra Renee. They call me the Friendipist. It is my job to love and encourage you like only a friend could, but I'm also going to educate, challenge, and empower you like your therapist should. And on today's show topic, we are going to be talking about, of course, being thankful. So before we get a little further into it, though, I just want to first pause, stop, and acknowledge our Lord and Savior. So I'm just going to invite you guys to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day, this opportunity that you've given us to yet again come and just worship and glorify your name. Lord, you have been so good to us. So wonderful. We just worship and reverence your name on today, Lord God. God, today, I just ask that you would just search our hearts and our minds, free it from anything that is unclean, Lord God. Allow us to be made known of what we need to be rid of, Lord, so that we can be made presentable before you, God. Forgive us for our sins, those that we've admitted to you, Lord God, and even those ones that are within us that we're unaware, God. Just, I'm asking for forgiveness. God, I want to ask that you would just remove any distractions from today. I know that we are maybe with family and with friends during this time, but for those who are listening on today during this time, God, just help clear their mind from distractions, God. I'm asking for you to create fertile ground so that the words that are spoken today could ultimately be land on good ground and good fruit can be produced from it, Lord God. God, we just reverence you. We totally trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I know it is Thanksgiving, and guys, okay, I'm sitting outside in the car because it's not a quiet spot in the house that I could have went to. So I had to go outside, warm up the car so I could sit in the car so that I could be out here to talk with you guys today. But it is my honor, it is my duty, and I'm so thrilled that I'm able to do this. So maybe you're listening to me live or maybe you're listening to me later, but just know that this labor of love is something that I truly do enjoy. And if you're listening, I really appreciate you as well. You know, I know that we are with family and friends, and y'all probably stuffed and full by now, maybe on your second or third plate, just getting down. And I know that this is a really special time for us. So in honor of the day, our show topic, of course, is about being thankful, because everybody has now took some time out today to I'm pretty sure said thanks for the food, thanks for the family, thanks for just fellowship and time. We are the most grateful on this day because of his namesake, right? Thanksgiving. I understand that there's some debate about this day and some of its origin, but as believers, we look at it as a day of being grateful for the things that we have in our lives and taking out the time to honor those things. So to that debate that is out there about where it came from, how it started, and, you know, why we have the dinner and whatnot, I say I leave that to those who like to debate. But for us, this is a time where we just park and enjoy life and all the things that we do have. You know, being thankful is something that we teach a lot in our sessions as a way of helping to alleviate symptoms of sadness and or depression, just refocusing, just creating a more positive attitude overall. So many models in the field of psychology talk about being thankful or gratitude or appreciation for things that we have in life as a way of turning things around for us. There's really a science behind it. Different techniques can help navigate us towards positive feelings. We get like a good surge. We get like a surge of hormones, right? We want to get clinically speaking, right? When we start to think on these good things and we start to shift ourselves, it elicits hormones like dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. And that really helps us build up like enduring personal relationships and connections in our lives. So when we're actually thinking on positive things, being grateful for what we have, we are physically giving ourselves those feel-good feelings. Y'all know what that's like. Y'all know when you really start to have something good going in your life, you get all kind of like this airy feeling. Yes. That's a real thing. It's a real scientific thing that happens. It's not just you floating. It's a real scientific thing that happens when you begin to think on positive things. And it's something that you absolutely have control of. You know, as you reflect on different moments in your life, there's so much power in being grateful to combat like sadness and depression. And you have that ability right within you. So say when I'm meeting, we're talking, they're experiencing depression. One of the first things we do is highlight the things that are going on good in their lives. What are the things that they actually have to be grateful for? And we do that by doing things like a gratitude log. We can keep a gratitude log to help us to just remember on a day-to-day or overall, holistically. So I would have my clients to, on any given day that they choose, where every hour on the hour, write down something that they're grateful for. You can write down that morning, I'm grateful that I woke up. The next hour, I'm grateful that I had gas in my car to get to work. The next hour, I'm grateful that I even have a job. Not focusing on, like, I gotta go to work, oh my goodness. But just, I'm grateful that I even have this opportunity to be at work. Some people don't have that opportunity. And I think the key component of to doing this hour by hour is because it forces us to pay attention to things that we would typically overlook or maybe even gripe about. So if every hour you literally had to come up with something, it makes you go to places that you wouldn't normally go. I'm grateful for, you start talking about how you're grateful for this particular pair of shoes. Before, you would never been thinking about it. It's like, it's just another pair of brown shoes. I got about four of them. But you're thinking, I'm grateful for this particular pair of shoes. So now your attention is on the good things that you have going on for yourself. And sometimes, you know, we get kind of tripped up, and we don't really know to say it at all. So it's I know it's going to sound cheesy, but it works. It works because it forces you, again, to think about some things that you're overlooking or that you would normally not consider. So it's called making an alphabet soup. So you would literally, in your journal, go through the alphabet and name something with that respective letter in the alphabet in your life that you are grateful for. You know, it might sound silly, but as you're going through the list, it's forcing you to think of it. By the time you get to Z, you're like, you know, I do got a cousin, Zara. That's what it is. I'm thankful for her because she X, Y, and Z. It might be a little challenging on some of those letters, but it's possible. You can do it. So those are some of the things that we do. And just really focusing on being thankful for every single thing that we have. You know, the more you focus on something, the more your life seems to head in that direction. I talked before on one of my tips on Facebook about how wherever your mind is setting something, that's what it attracts. So if you hate Mondays, Mondays is always going to be a bad day for you. It's always going to be a bad day for you because you've already told yourself Monday sucks. Oh, my gosh, this is what I have to do on Monday, da, da, da. And Monday, every Monday, it's going to be that same thing. But if we look at Monday as a different opportunity for a start of the day, it shifts even how you feel during that entire day. So we want to focus on the things that we have to be grateful for. And there's so many things in life, guys. So many things that we take for granted. No matter anybody that sits down before me, no matter what the story is, no matter what the crisis, the trauma, the drama, whatever you got going on, there's so much for you to be grateful for. Before we even, I listen to everybody's story. At first time you sit down on my couch, it is my intention to highlight the good in that. And many times when people sit before me, the good in that situation is that they are sitting before me. You've now realized that this is something that I no longer desire to have in my life anymore, and I'm ready and I'm willing to do something about it. You've made a significant investment, be it time or monetarily, but you've made that investment. You've changed your mind. You've decided that you no longer want to deal with it. You may not have the answers as to how you're going to stop dealing with it, but you have decided and set an intention as well as behaviors, as like sitting on my couch, to make a change. And that's something that you can be thankful for, because that's an attitude that a lot of people don't have. Some people just want to sit in it. So it's always something that we can be thankful for, no matter what the situation may be. And then I tell people, you have to make this a habit. We got to be committed to this thing. It's so easy to just let something die out. You know, we get those feel goods, and then maybe there is some backpedaling a little bit. Maybe it doesn't always work like it did that first time that we did it, so we kind of shy away from it, but you have to stick to it. This is like, this needs to be added to your everyday routine, like brushing your teeth or washing up. This is something that needs to be added to your daily routine, being thankful for the things that you have. So that's another thing that I practice with people after we go through the first day of just picking a day, hour by hour, listing things out. Then it goes to 3 days, not hour by hour, but making it at one point in time, you sit down and you mark all the things that you're grateful for. And then it goes to a routine spot. As soon as you get out of the bed, thank you, Lord. My morning routine is before I pick up my phone, before I roll over. Well, maybe not before I roll over. I usually wake up and then roll over. But before I get out of my bed, I am thankful, thanking God for waking me up and whatever it is that I have to do for the day. Versus running over my to-do list, like, okay, it's Thursday. I know that I have 5 clients. I have to go to the prison. I have to pick up my daughter. I just thank God for those things, because if I run it, if I laundry list it, it already tells my mind that this is something that's long and dreary. But I say, thank you, Lord, that today is the day that I get to see 5 clients. I asked for this business. I asked for this ministry, and Lord, you provided and you made a way for me to do it. Thank you that I have 5 clients lined up to see today. Thank you, Lord, that I do have another job at the prison where I'm being impactful, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you that my daughter is interested in extracurricular activities and I have the means to be able to pick her up and take her to and from cheerleading. That's what she does. I couldn't think of it. But I always just say thank you before my feet hit that bed. I think that's the difference between waking up on the wrong side of the bed or not. You know, if we set an intention that I'm going to be grateful for everything and all the opportunities that I have in a day versus dragging, saying, oh, God, this is what I have to do. Every day we can wake up on the right side of the bed if we choose to every day be grateful that we're getting out of the bed. So be thankful every day. Make it a habit. At some point in time in your day, maybe it's not the first thing that you do in the morning. Maybe you think it's better fit for you that you do it at night. So, but just make it a habit, a regular part of your routine. That's how we get to changing things. So that's the scientific portion of it. You know, the dopamine literally is released in your body and you get those feel-good hormones. We love dopamine and serotonin. It's just so lovely. It's such a wonderful thing to have, especially when it's off that natural high. We'll talk about some of the other ways it's released that might not be as beneficial for you. But we love getting that natural high. Those are some of the amazing things and ways that God created us to heal ourselves and to help to push us toward the right direction. God's so wonderful and awesome and always considering us. He just literally has everything that we need right there. He's given it to us. We just need to tap into it. So that gives me a leeway right into why we ought to really be thankful to God and give to him. Why is that so important? The Bible is filled with commands to give thanks, you know, all throughout the whole thing. Most verses go on to list reasons why we should thank him. Like, he loves us. He's good. His mercy is everlasting. We need thanksgiving and praise always go together. It's like, thank you, Lord, and praising him for everything that he's done for us. They go hand in hand. We cannot, like, adequately praise and worship God without also being very thankful. Feeling and expressing appreciation is good for us. Like, God is so wise. He wants us to learn to be thankful for our gifts that he's given us. It's literally in our best interest to be reminded of the gifts that we have from him, because it causes us to, without gratefulness, we become arrogant and self-centered. Yep, we do. If we don't practice gratefulness, we get all wrapped up in us. We get wrapped up in us. We forget that, I went to school, I did this, but it was through Christ that I was able to do those things. And we might get all puffed up with pride if we're not stopping, pausing, and acknowledging that God was the one who was able to, the one who allowed us to do all of these things. He's a sustainer. He is the one who allowed all of this to happen. So it's so encouraging. He designed a way for us to stay humble. It's right within our reach. You know, giving thanks reminds us of how much we actually do have to. You know, being humans, we're prone to covetousness. You know, we we tend to focus on what we don't have. We want to look at what somebody else got, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, the Kardashians, or whomever you're looking at these days, Instagram, Pinterest, your favorite Facebook person, whoever you're looking at and wishing that you had what they had. We need to be focused on God, but God wants us to be focused on the blessings that he's given us rather than the wants that we have. You know, we need to start thanking God instead of taking for granted what we have or looking at other people's things and coveting him. We will realize that without his mercy and goodness and grace, we wouldn't have anything that we have now. So that's so much to be grateful for. So not only is it a science, it's also a command from God to give thanks to us. And, you know, like I say all the time, there is nothing new under the sun. These theories and models that different psychologists come up with about appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude, and such, it's all coming from our foundation, which is Christ. He understood that being thankful was something that is necessary to allow us to stay humble. It is something that is necessary to allow us to be redirected. One of my favorite scriptures is from Philippians, where it said, well, just with thanksgiving, just offer it up with praise. Give it to God. He knew that when you're focusing on those good things, you tend to have less anxiety. You have less depression, less sadness, just less bad vibes. You can literally produce, they say, good vibes only, right? When you're focusing on the things that are good. So we appreciate the models and the theories, but we know that it is our God who set these things in place. So be thankful for everything that you have. Nothing is too little for you to acknowledge and appreciate, because somebody doesn't have that thing that you are taking for granted or that you just totally forget about. Do it with the intention of setting the tone for your life, not just your day. For your life. Your life should be forever thankful for everything, because ultimately you don't have to have anything in life. God could have not given you to have. So set the intention to set the tone for your life to center yourself on being thankful. I hope that was helpful for you guys. I know you want to get back to your holiday plate. This is a very special time of the year. I did a tip on my Facebook page talking about how for many people, this is the most wonderful time of the year. We're so happy. We have holiday. We have friends that are here. We have family that are here, maybe visiting from out of town. We come together. I just left one spot, and there was a joke that, you know, we got to get a good picture because we only do this like once a year where the gang's all here. And for so many people, it's such a joyous time. But I also wanted to remind you that for many people, this is not the most wonderful time of the year. There's a lot of stress that comes with the holidays for many people, because there's a lot of pressures and different triggers that come with this time of the year. So I want you guys to be mindful of that everybody is not all excited and jittery about this time. For some people, their depression may actually increase, because maybe, you know, there's like the increased financial burden that comes along with this time. You don't have enough money, or you fear not being able to give the gifts that you want to give. The expectations are just so high on you, and you don't want to let anybody down. So that's kind of it. That has an burden of stress that's involved with maybe your loneliness. Maybe you're lonely. You know, there's a lot of people that are single. And this time of the year, they call it cuffing season, right? People are all hugged up with bae, and we see families and portraits and things like that. And maybe that kind of heightens our sense of loneliness during this time of year. And that could be pretty bad for people. Or maybe it's somebody that you're missing, a loved one who's passed away, and this is painful for you. Holidays are times when people really come together. So maybe this was the favorite holiday that you guys had and you spent together, or you went hopping around from house to house. during this time and you don't have that opportunity, so your feelings of grief are increased, or like a parent, excuse me, guys, a parent, you lost a parent or some other family member. So this might be very difficult for you. Or maybe this is a time of year where you might be that estranged family member, or you have estranged family members. You know, we all have our family drama. And so this time of the year, it kind of heightens that as well, because you realize, like, yeah, they're not around because we haven't reconciled that relationship. Or maybe there's some sadness or resentment, or just feel that conflict that exists, but now you really got to face it. Or maybe you recently got a divorce. Holidays would remind you of happier times, and now that sense of grief over that relationship is heightened for you. So that stress is significantly. Hang on one second, guys. They see me in the car, you guys. So maybe that the stress of being recently divorced is a lot on you to bear right now. Or maybe you just had people pleaser, and all of the pressures of trying to host or traveling, whatever it is that you got to do, is just weighing on you right now. And there's literally a term for seasonal affective disorder, where people are just sad during this time because the weather is gloomy. We don't got sunlight that's coming on. So during this time of the year, it's just like, man, I'm just not feeling it. It literally gets dark at like 5 o'clock, guys. So that decrease in sunlight, scientifically, it causes us to feel sad around this time. So during this time in particular, just try to be sensitive to those that may be going through that. Everybody is not all joy, bell, peace to the world during this time. So I want you guys to be sensitive of that. Take some of the pressures off of the commercialized elements of these times and make it about less about spending money and make it more about spending time. This is about family. This is about love. This is about fellowship and fun, not the gifts. Those things are good. Amen. I understand. We want to share and pass out gifts, but this is about spending time over money. If you are that person, too, that is experiencing a difficult time during this year, I want you to set an intention to not just brush it off. Talk to somebody. Reach out to a healthcare professional, or reach out just to a close friend. Don't hide in that feeling. It's a real thing. These pressures are real. They're heavy, and you have the right to process that and feel. So if you can, reach out to a healthcare professional, reach out to a close, trusted friend, or a church member, or somebody in the ministry that can assist you during this journey, but don't do it alone. Guys, that's almost my time. I'm always here for you. If you need to reach out to me, I'm available on Facebook at Elevated Counseling and Coaching. You can hit me up on my website, elevatedcounselingandcoaching.com. You can even call me directly, 734-956-0616. I love to walk in a journey with you. I love to just love on you and be here to support you. I'm going to cry us out, and I hope you guys continue to be thankful and have a blessed holiday. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, this opportunity you've given us. Lord, we just love you so much. We are so thankful for all that you've done for us, Lord. Even though we're not deserving, you continue to just bless us with your grace and your mercy. Father, we just reverence you. We trust you, Lord. I pray right now that if there's a need that is unmet by somebody who is listening to the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you would just step in, that you would just step in and wrap your arms around them and show them your goodness, your mercy, and your love. Lord, we are thankful. We trust you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys lots. Have a good night.